WHDD presents Susan Says.
Mark Wednesday, September 21st, as a finally arriving, oh, happy day. Happy day for those of us who love justice, who love truth, who know that the insurrection on January 6th was treason, who've been waiting a very long time to see the former, I won't say his name, I call him something that he is, POS, but anyway, waiting to see him pay for all his crimes, all his evil, all his sins. Now Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, has done it. As she said, it's the art of the steal, not the deal, which book, by the way, he never wrote anyway. His whole life has been a lie. He has small hands and God knows what else. So everything has to be big, the biggest, his numbers, his crowds, his this, his that, like you've never seen before. Darn right. We've never seen a crooked, lying, narcissistic maniac with hideous hair. Well, except maybe Hitler. And remember, the former thug did read Mein Kampf by his bedside every night. His late wife said so. Not that he reads much. Like, he never read briefings, but he stole them. He never listened to daily reports, but he kept them. We have never seen anything like it. That's true. I hope to God we never do again. But until he's put away and his evil spawn with him, we might see it. We will see riots on the streets as he's welcoming them, pushing for them. Read Werner Ulrich's book on fascism. See how Steve Bannon and this liar stole at least 40 of the same tactics in fooling people, rhetoric that was meant to divide. I wrote a quiz, Who's the Real Führer? I found 22 exact similarities, but I had to stop reading because it was scaring me. Ken Burns' brilliant documentary that aired this week on PBS, America and the Holocaust, yeah, that was the connection. He had to speed it up and get it out because he said the parallels he sees now, he's ringing the fire bell. It's coming, people. But maybe not as fast now. Oh, happy day. Maybe Merrick Garland will now do what is necessary. Maybe now the AG of Georgia will do what she has to, given the interference there in the election. Maybe now some of those poor saps who send him money to use for God knows what will see the light. I was a consultant on a documentary, The Game Is Up, by untalented documentary maker Melissa Jo Peltier. You can see it on YouTube. Former followers who have seen the light, and they warn you, they tell you, this man is pure evil, and let's hope the game indeed is up, finally and forever.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.